and heard around the world. This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We are grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again. Press play. The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College radio is united.
Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now,
connected to Australia.
On your smartphone, online, and streaming across Melbourne. This is Fresh.
Good morning, this is Cameron Cook with the latest news for Victoria. Victoria recorded a spike in numbers yesterday with 15 new cases and 2 deaths reported. 7 of yesterday's new cases were linked to aged care outbreaks in the Victoria in centres. The DHHS has reported that one woman in her 70s and one woman in her 90s have sadly passed away from the COVID-19 pandemic. Premier Daniel Andrews has commented that if the 14-day average doesn't come down by October 19, restrictions will still be in place in Melbourne, but he is confident that these numbers will go down. Currently in Victoria, the 14-day average is sitting at 15.6 with 289 current active cases. The judge hearing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition case in London won't be giving his verdict until the 4th of January next year. Assange has been fighting these extradition case while that would see him being lawfully sent to the US to fight charges from 2010 to 2011. His lawyers are arguing that this is politically motivated. Google CEO Sundara Pichai has announced that to pay more than $1.4 billion over the next 3 years to 200 publishers for using news content on their platforms around the world. This includes Australia, the UK and Germany. This comes as the ACCC released its forced bargaining code for online publishers like Google, Facebook to pay for news content that they use on their platforms.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Just search Fresh Media AU.
And in sport, Port Adelaide has defeated Geelong in the AFL by 16 points at Adelaide Oval. You will find out in-depth analysis and more about this, about the game, on Monday with Darcy and Will with Fresh Sports Live from 5 p.m. Today's weather is going to be sunny with a top of 25 and it's currently 13 degrees in Williamstown. I will have more news for you in an hour and you're listening to Fresh Student Radio Melbourne.
Supporting Australian music, Fresh Student Radio.
What I want, trying to pick a fight. You cannot care that you bat an eye. I see cold pride. Looking at your phone, looking for a ride. Guess I'm really done this time. Guess I'm really done this time. A purple sunset, just a taste of the weather. The air is dense as my back sticks to the leather. Put up and stall, I keep my beer in the cellar. The year was good and all, I'm alright. Forget it, it's not the way you mix up all of your letters. It's not the page, but there's some beautiful errors. These scenes at night are shocking, shaking me now. I'm great, I'm good, but I might need talking down. Out of my mind, I'll be outside looking for you in a different life. You come out feeling like a princess, right? Perfect, awesome, right? Baby, I'm fine, kinda wanna die and I kinda wanna live in life. Think I'm gonna live in life, life, life. The truth is out that I have truly lost it. The music's loud but there's no tune, I don't want it. Who's using who and got their hands in whose pockets? I've never known just how to mask all of my choosing moves, my face is frozen fast in boots and shoes left with the coats and hats. And have you seen my heart tonight?
Not tonight.
You seem to be the guilty type. Alright, alright, alright. Out of my mind, I'll be outside looking for you in a different life. You come out feeling like a princess, right? Perfect, awesome, right? Baby, I'm fine, kinda wanna die and I kinda wanna live in life. Think I wanna live in life, life, life. Tonight I'm on the highway with wind in the sky and the lights up and the right song. Tonight I'm going sideways, I'm in, it's my time, it's the last stop. Got to get off. Out of my mind, I'll be outside, saying what I want, trying to pick a fight. You cannot care that you bat an eye, I see cold pride. Looking at your phone, looking for a ride, guess I'm really done this time.
We are Fresh Student Radio.
Fresh.
Walking through the door of this old and lonely place that used to feel like us. Remembering the only thing that made me feel like I was worth the love. We used to hold hands, now I dance alone. We had Springsteen playing so loud. We danced in the dark till it felt like home. With you, home was anywhere. But you'll never be left behind. Give me a moment, I need just a little more time. If I could, I would have made things right. But we can't go back to the way that we used to love. Never a pious day. Aside, you were always there to heal my scars. And into the dawn I do my best to try and find some sleep, but you still keep me up. We used to hold hands, now I dance alone. We had Springsteen playing so loud. We danced in the dark till it felt like home. With you, home was anywhere. But you'll never be left behind. Give me a moment, I need just a little more time. If I could, I would have made things right. But we can't go back to the way that we used to. But I can't escape, still in my head. Oh,
I'm running from. I'm running from the emptiness, but I can't escape. You're still in my head. I'm running from the emptiness, but I can't escape. Still in my head. Oh, I'm running from the emptiness, but I can't escape. Still in my head. Oh, I'm running from the emptiness. We can't go back to the way that we used to.
Dean Lewis right there and Martin Grax, Used to Be Love. And that was the acoustic version. And before we had Living Life by the Rubens, you're listening to World College Radio Day right here on Fresh Union Radio. So to our regular listeners, today is actually World College Radio Day for us. And to our international listeners who might be listening in for the very first time, welcome. So we're Fresh Student Radio. So we're based in Williamstown in Melbourne. So we do provide, we provide a service to all the students and the communities, in not just in Melbourne, but all of Victoria as well. And yeah, we do not just, and some of you guys, some of our local listeners might not know this, but we're not just radio. We do television production, video production, and online journalism. And we're also doing, we've got a dedicated music department as well. So all the songs that you hear today, you'll be listening in to, will be all handpicked by our departments. So now we're actually going to go into an interview. So on Tuesday, myself and the station manager from Turk FM in South Africa, Michael, we all had a conversation because we wanted to find out what makes student radio unique. What do we do differently in between at the different countries and the different cultures, and also what similarities do we have between one another? Because, yeah, in all around the world, student radio has many different names. Like in Australia, in the UK, South Africa, we call it student radio. In the US, Canada, they call it college radio. And so here's a little bit of that conversation that we had with Michael, with myself, Paul, and Raksha, our deputy radio manager. So here's about that, so you can find out a little bit about what radio is like in Australia and also in South Africa.
I started working in radio in 2008, and I've just sort of grown up with radio my entire life. It's been a part of my professional career since, you know, I started working. And when I saw the World Radio Days or the World College Radio Day lineup, I thought, let me reach out to a couple of the English-speaking stations, chat to you guys about what radio is like for you. Also chat to you about COVID and like the way in which lockdown and everything has hit. And just sort of get an understanding of what you guys do differently to us, or what you guys do similarly to us, and I just sort of reach out, and more importantly, because, you know, the Aussies and South Africans have got lots of ties in sports and lots of ties in music and culture and that sort of thing. I thought let's start with the Aussies and chat to you guys. Okay, so I did a little bit of research. I actually tried to listen to Fresh, but for some reason it's not available in
the- This year I celebrated 10 years in the industry.
Oh, cool.
So I started out when I was six, in radio when I was 16.
Okay, cool. Cool. So you obviously studied at you studied at the university, and then
studied at Victoria University in Footscray, and that's where Fresh started out as well in 2016. So I was kind of started up Fresh while I'm studying, and also for me to enhance my skills and all that while I'm studying as well, and also giving students at the university the opportunity
to do the same.
Yeah,
Paul and Raksha, are you guys currently students now?
Yeah,
so I was studying psychology at VU. That's how I bumped into Cameron, that sort of thing. Now I've sort of I'm teaching myself music actually at the moment and getting into production and working with artists. So it's kind of a nice like parallel with radio.
Okay. Did you finish psychology?
No, I dropped it for music. Yeah. So,
Don't worry about it. I don't know anybody who works in radio full time that got their degree the first time. Like,
yeah. But like, it was still good fun, but, working in music and now that, you know, the skills I'm getting at Fresh and that I'm teaching myself is sort of all culminating together. So it sort of worked out well in the end.
Okay. And Raksha?
I'm a student currently studying my master's in communications.
Okay.
And I've just recently joined with Fresh and learning everything, how radio works and everything at Fresh.
Oh, cool. Sick. Okay, so Cameron, can you just walk me through the process when you guys are looking for staff and you've got people like Paul and Raksha who are interested in working at the station. What is the selection process that you guys go through?
So it depends really on the position, on what we're looking and also on what we're looking for. I'm not too fussed if they, especially for radio, for example, if it's a lower position, for Raksha is the, deputy, radio director, for Fresh, she had, some of the skills and knowledge, but she didn't have the experience. And I was fine with that because then, from what I've learnt over the last 10 years working in community media and also student radio as well, you can teach all these guys all these different skills. And you probably know from your profession as well, from doing being a lecturer and all that, if it's just as long as they've got the attitude to learn and they want to learn and all that, that's all I'm looking for essentially.
Yeah. The skills technically are very teachable. It's very easy to teach somebody how to press the on and off button.
Yeah.
So we do have a process that we do follow. So we generally advertise the position on our website or our social medias that we have. And also we notify our members, because us being a members-based organisation, that there is a potential position up for grabs. Way the structure of Fresh is we call, so people like myself, Paul, the Vice President, Treasurer and Secretary, we call the Executive Committee. So we're the Board of Directors.
Okay.
Essentially. So we are responsible for the organisation at the end of the day, and if anything happens, then we're responsible, and it's our heads on the chopping block.
Yeah. So I just wanted to ask. So do you have anybody that you report to? So do you report to the university's executive?
No. No. Because Fresh is independent.
Okay.
Yeah. So. With Fresh's history, so we were part of Victoria University.
Yes.
All the way through the clubs program all the way till 2017.
Okay.
Then our members voted to disband from the clubs program and to become a standalone media organisation, but part. So that's what we do with our universities. So we partner with them.
Okay.
We give that university their exclusive rights to use our services.
Okay. So that's how you're still able to participate in World College Radio Day, but you're also able to do half and half. Yeah.
What we try and do is they affiliate a student radio organisation affiliates with the university. So that's generally how it works. So we affiliate with two universities, and then in 2021 it will grow to five. So that's how generally the model of student rec, how that works essentially. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that was an interview that we did with Michael from Turk FM in South Africa. So we'll go on through about how Fresh runs and how it works, basically, and how Paul and Raksha and myself got our start in radio and where we got to now, essentially. So, because student radio is very powerful, especially during a pandemic like this. It gives us the opportunity to have our voice out there and gives us something to do that is fun, warm, and inviting. And the biggest thing that we have at Fresh as well, that we are part of a family. So we look after one another no matter what. And that's what we try and do here as well. But anyway, we're going to go straight into another song. So we're going to go into Everybody Rise by Amy Shark, and you're listening to World College Radio Day on Fresh Student Radio. So here we go.
Woo! Supporting Australian music, Fresh Student Radio.
Everybody. One day I'm just gonna walk up to you, say it how it is, I'm in love with you. Been thinking about this for a month or two. God help me, I've been so scared too. I'm gonna reach out, say hey. Been thinking about you all day. All these years I've been a ghost to you. Put your hands on me, they'll go straight through. I get it, I'm not in your league. Too hard. Help me make it stop. God have mercy on me.
Everybody rise for you. Everybody cries like I do. We all wonder what it's like to be with you. With you. Everybody rise.
Maybe it's better if I never know. Put my head down and just let it go. The world keeps spinning and the rivers flow while I scream all night into my pillow. I get it, I'm not in your league. Too hard, help me make it stop. God have mercy on me.
Everybody rise for you. Everybody cries like I do.
Wicked world, I'm just a little girl keeping my heart to myself when you could have had it all. We could have had it all. Take my whole life, but I hold tight, wanna fly away with you like a red kite. I just wanna know, gotta know what it's like to be with you.
Shark right there, Everybody Rises, and you're listening to a special edition of Fresh. So we're celebrating World College Radio Day right here, and welcome to our international listeners for coming and joining us. And we're just celebrating today everything of student radio, especially everything that's been going on with the COVID-19 pandemic and bringing everything together. But I've got two special guests with me. These two people are basically they bring everything together in the radio department, and I thought it would give me an opportunity to interview them. So I want to introduce Raksha and Chelsea. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome. Do you want to basically explain what your title is and what you guys do at Fresh Student Media?
Yes. Yeah, so this is Chelsea speaking. So basically, I am the Deputy News Director. So we currently are putting together a news team, but I also have a show of my own called The Chelsea Edition every Monday 3 to 5, which I have special interviews and some lighthearted segments.
Oh, cool. Raksha, what do you do at Fresh?
Hi, I'm the Deputy Director of Radio at Fresh. So I try and bring in more content to the radio and coordinate with other departments so that we have shows up and running every week. Mm-hmm. I'm also currently working on my show, which we're going to air soon. It's going to be a new show.
Yes, yes. We can't wait for that. So we'll make sure to have eyes and ears on that. So Raksha and Chelsea, you've just recently joined the Fresh team in the last couple of months. So Chelsea, from what I remember, you're studying journalism. Is that correct?
Yeah, journalism.
So how is your, what you're doing at Fresh tying into your course?
Well, it's pretty much similar. So we're learning about it, and then at Fresh, I'm getting the actual experience about it. Whereas, like, it's a bit different because I'm doing radio journalism now and we're writing scripts, but it's way different to actually saying it. And once you go live to air, it's so scary and, like, you're not prepared at all. But it's a really good experience.
Yeah, exactly. Looking at someone that's been doing it for 10 years, like, I've done everything. I've even done news reading and that. And it is quite scary. Like, when I'd done the news before, I hadn't done it in 4 years. And, yeah, it was quite scary. Raksha, you're studying your master's from memory, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm completing my master's of communication, specializing in journalism again.
Oh, yeah.
So this Fresh at Radio gives me an experience on broadcast journalism, where how the whole studio and how Media House basically runs.
Mm.
We learn it in theory, but this is a practical experience, which is very important.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I created Fresh.
Yeah.
So you guys have somewhere to practice and also it's nice and fun as well. And you get the best of both worlds of a community environment and a commercial environment.
Yeah, and most stations want you to have experience already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they want you to have like 10 years experience. Like, I've been doing it for 10 years and I still struggle to find a job in commercial radio. Yeah, so...
explore our interests and build on something that we like.
Yeah, exactly, and that you're passionate about as well. Yeah, this is going to probably stump you guys a little bit, but after you finish with Fresh, what do you plan to do once you've finished with Fresh, done your degree and everything?
Hard one. I definitely want to travel first, I think, and then get some more experience or start applying for jobs in any field, radio, wherever I can, but I kind of want to do some traveling first next year.
Okay.
Which is hopefully what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah. Raksha, what about yourself?
I want to gain a little more experience in broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
And then start applying in the field of journalism.
Oh, yeah. In what medium? Radio, TV?
Radio or newspaper.
Oh, newspaper. Okay, yeah. Awesome. Also online media, because that tends to be the way now with journalism now.
Oh, yeah. No, everything's online now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look, who knows? One of you guys might end up working at BuzzFeed.
Yeah, Daily Mail, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You never know. And finally, what do you guys, because you guys are my current team for radio, what do you hope to see Fresh become and student radio in general in Australia? I know that it's a bit of a tough one.
Yeah. I guess I hope, like, I want to see it expand. Like, obviously we don't have a news team yet. Like, we're still working on that. I want to see the TV and radio, a bigger team, more shows, and for it to be broadcasted wider for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Raksha?
I think student media is a huge platform for everybody who wants to step into the industry. So I would like it to grow further and, you know, have more people coming in, more shows, so that everybody gets experience, and as an organization, we grow.
Yes, exactly. All right, that's unfortunately that's what we've got time for you guys. So thank you guys for coming in, just popping in to have a little bit of a chat. But you guys will be on later on doing your own shows. So Chelsea, you'll be on at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and Raksha, you're on at 2 p.m. So make sure, if you're one of our international listeners, make sure you stick around and go onto the Fresh website at fresh.org.au. If you like what you're hearing, or you dislike my sweet voice, you can stick around, and because we've got a whole lot of stuff still going on to celebrate World College Radio Day. And check us out on Facebook as well, Fresh Media AU. Or if you want to also text us in as well, you can also text us in on 0473 196 181, or you can just go on Facebook and Twitter if you're an international listener, and just comment or tweet us or something there, so you don't have to pay the expensive SMS charges. but we'll go into another song right now. So we'll go into 222 by Galantis and Nightmare, and you're listening to World College Radio Day on Fresh Student Radio with Cam with you this morning.
Acceptable behavior, are you feeling brave yet? Acceptable behavior, do yourself a favor. Face,
It makes me smile, it makes me shake. I see the shadow in my brain, and I like its look, and I like its shape. You tell me, tell me, tell me you wanna come over. You wanna be, wanna be, wanna be, wanna be closer. I love when you lay your head down over your shoulder, 'cause I wanna hold you, 'cause I know where tonight is going. You're the only one who makes me every time we tell you what I like. My wild flower. You're the only one who makes me every time we tell you what I like. My wild flower. You know you are my favorite fantasy. A fatal love song. Waterfall.
Five Sauce, and you're listening to World College Radio Day right here on Fresh In Radio with Cameron this morning. And I've got a lovely, another guest with me, and he's a very good friend of mine, very, very, very good friend. I would consider you a very close friend, actually. So please welcome to the studio, Martin Labad. Welcome, Labsy.
How are you, sir?
Not too bad, thank you. Our regular listeners will know you already from Real Talk with Labsy. Guys, especially our international listeners, make sure you go on to our YouTube channel and check out Real Talk with Labsy up on there. We've got some episodes on there as well. And also another show that you were a part of, Conspiracy Antagonizers as well.
Yes.
Yes, with the other Charlie that we have.
The other Charlie, yes.
Yes,
yes. You have another Charlie?
Yeah, there's Charlie
Morris,
and the other Charlie, McAuliffe or whatever it is.
That's right.
Other Charlie.
How could I forget?
Yeah. So I refer to him as the other Charlie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So yeah, I wanted to bring you into the studio firstly to help you promote your show.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Yeah, why not?
And also another new season of Real Talk's coming out real soon.
Yeah.
So firstly, do you want to talk about your first episode that's coming out soon? Who you interviewed and what was it a little bit about?
So with the episode that we filmed the other day, it was just to promote the new look. Because obviously when we moved from Metro West to here, I really wanted to transform it again, wanted to really have that real like talk show feel to it, you know, because obviously as you know that I'm a big fan of the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and I was looking at the
so am I
and look at the setup that's there, and I thought it was actually amazing, so I wanted to have a similarity of that at least for now, just to sort of like build.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I was interviewing with Paul.
Yes, Paul Mariolli.
Paul Mariolli, a.k.a. the man with the sauce, a.k.a. Mariolli sauce. Man, you guys...
Ravioli.
Mariolli, that's right, yeah. Pretty much just... I wanted to have a chat with him just to sort of, you know, just give some wisdom for him as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's from the younger generation.
Yeah, exactly. And we nicknamed him your little brother as well.
That's right. He's the little bro.
Yes.
So I wanted to obviously give wisdom to him as well as to the viewers as well. Like, especially because I was talking a lot about when you have a talent,
yeah,
and then you actually, you know, put it out there. You have no idea how powerful your talent is until something random comes out.
Yeah, and exactly.
Obviously my talent with, you know, doing voiceovers and obviously doing stuff like radio and acting and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It motivates me to, you know, to keep going, you know, and the reason why I keep going is because I believe in that passion. And yeah. I believe in that I can make something out of myself with it.
Yes.
You know, and obviously not having the care of what people think. I'm way too old to deal with that. I turned 30 on the 26th. Come on, man. I don't have time to worry about, maybe you should do this and maybe you should do that. Nah, I don't listen to that. Yeah. Too old to deal with that.
Yeah.
So, because, well, while I'm doing something that I like, there are a lot of people that are doing stuff that they don't like at all.
Yeah.
And they're just doing it because, you know, either it's either money-wise or bills or whatever it is.
Because they have to.
Because there's no choice.
Yeah.
So that episode is pretty much about that. Like, I really dissect about the life difference between how I was growing up and how Paul was growing up.
Yeah.
So it was, and there's two different perspectives, because obviously you're in the same age gap as I am.
Yeah. It's between us, it's only 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that me and you remember as kids, and Paul, he's no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like, it was just the year of technology that was here, but it wasn't.
Yeah, up, exactly. We might have grown up in different parts of Melbourne as well, but we still had the same experience.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. So that episode was pretty much to give people a reminder that you have the ability to do what you want. You just have to learn not to really care about what people think.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
You can say, yeah, I don't care what people think, but then when you actually take it into action, it's just like, you know, like,
yeah,
people hesitate a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And also, when I do a decision here as well, I actually do care what people think about me as well, because if...
Ooh, that's not how it works.
I know, but I'm trying to make my point though, Labzy.
Mm.
Like, I'm the boss of the organization. I shouldn't care what people think of me. Like, I'm doing a business decision that's affecting the business.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and that's what I have to learn as well. Yeah,
keep a balance between being professional and being
professional. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I wanted to mainly talk to you more about how you got involved with Fresh, what you've done at Fresh, because you've actually done a lot of things at Fresh. Because you've only been with Fresh for 2 years, I think. Yeah, 2-3 years.
About a year and a half, I think.
Oh, yeah. A year and a half. Yeah.
So, Fresh Student Media kind of came to me from Charlie.
Yes.
But we've worked together, you and I, Cameron.
Yeah.
Previous with Trevor.
Yes, Trevor.
That's right. That's how I met you. And that was, how long ago was that?
Oh, that would have been 2016, so,
yeah, so about four years ago.
Do you know what was funny? I had to remind you about that. Because you said, oh, I first met you here. No, it wasn't.
No, it was the other way.
Yeah.
When Charlie was talking to me about, oh, you know, there's an organization that I'm with, blah, 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 and I said, okay. So I wanted to check it out because I wanted to really, because it was an opportunity for me to talents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was willing to take anything just for the moment, to be honest with you. So I thought to myself, you know what, I'll check this out. And then obviously came to Metro West, and then, you know, seeing like cameras and everything like that and a lot of the equipment. I mean, it was minimal at the time.
Yes.
But we still made it work.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's when I thought to myself, you know what, no, I'm gonna join. I'm gonna see how we go. And obviously building a good business connection between you and me,
yeah,
and obviously with the others, also I was even elected vice president.
Yes,
I was elected vice president. That's that was a really good opportunity for me as well, because especially in the area where I like what I like doing. So
yeah,
and also being committed to Fresh as well, because obviously if I wasn't working at my day job, I'd obviously be here
doing whatever. Yeah, whatever exactly.
And also, yeah, no, and I'll be very honest with you. Like, it's taught me a lot. Me being at Fresh Student Media, it's taught me a lot while I was here. Like, you know, when you tell us to go to like seminars and stuff like that, and
yeah,
like it's. I'll be honest with you, I've never been at seminars before.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, all right, I'll go check that out.
Yeah. Because right? Didn't I make you go to one of the when we were at VU at Metro West, our old location, to one of the Maribyrnong ones that was in the building one time.
Was that for the grant one?
I think it might have been, yes.
Okay.
Because I've sent I've sent a lot of people to different events and all that. Like,
yeah.
So, like, there was one event. Our old events officer and old secretary Summer. I took her to the business breakfast, yes. So she could connect with people and all that within the area. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, other than that, like, and my duties was as the vice president, obviously, to assist Cameron and obviously express more ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Also, I would be doing, like, interviews for volunteers and stuff like that to come in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, I believe I'm professional at it, I guess.
You done a good job.
Thank you. but, yeah, and obviously, and then the idea of Real Talk with Labs, yeah, about it, and then you're like, yeah, let's do it. And
yeah,
I just had to organize myself with guests and stuff like that, and that's when, you know,
I took care of the rest.
You took care of the rest. Yes, absolutely. And
remember that first shoot, like, I literally had, because I had do you know the cameras we got now? You're the first production we used those cameras for. Because remember, I brought them straight from the shops into the studio. Right. Yes, and we had to set them up.
So my show was the very first
one. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Well, there you go. See. So yeah. And because due to my full time work day job that I have, I had to step down as vice president. But I was still kind of like I wasn't really anything, but I was still like kind of like the counselor, kind of on the counselor side of things. Like, I'm, because
you supported everyone.
Supportive. Kind of like supportive with everyone. And because we will be announcing the next vice president.
Yes, next
that
week.
That will be soon, next week. And I will be mentoring him or her.
Yes.
You know, just to see how they go and stuff like that, and how to balance between, you know, being a boss and being a friend, and, you know, yeah. It helps them through the challenges and stuff. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And to be honest with you, I will be staying at Fresh Student Media. I reckon so. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with me. I'll give it one more year.
Yeah, one more year. Yeah.
Yeah. Because my job, is actually quite demanding, and you have to work to try and keep up with everything. You got to.
It's the maintaining part.
The maintaining up part, and also you got to sacrifice a certain part of your life as well. Which I've done for 5 years. I've enjoyed it. Yeah. I've enjoyed it. Like, seeing things like today happen, also like our new location in Williamstown opening up earlier on in the year as well. All these other plans that we've got in the pipeline, through the Student Media State Project Initiative to make Student Media Victoria the student media home.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Australia. Yeah,
absolutely. And we went from having like a storage looking place as an office to an actual building.
Yeah, exactly. And we're still expanding. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. And we're still building. You know what I mean? We're still transforming. So
yeah. Oh, well, but unfortunately, Labsy, that's all we've got time for the moment. So thank you for coming in.
It's always a pleasure, sir.
No problem. And we'll be listening to you actually a little bit later on with your younger brother, Paul, at 1:30.
Yeah.
Where you guys have a bit of a chat and
a bit of band. Yeah, so we're more in depth about with Real Talk with Labsy as well, and
yeah,
how the idea came to me.
And yeah. as well as you'll be discussing like my favorite songs that motivate me. I will admit, like if you guys do research these songs, I will let you know now it is on the explicit side. But once you actually listen, you'll understand. Like you'll learn something, especially the first song. Once you actually really listen, you'll really pick up stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what are the social media handles again if people want to check out Real Talk with Labzy?
All right, so we got Instagram, Real Talk with Labzy is one word. Also, you can go to my daily one, Labzy, Labzy. Same thing with Facebook. So you got Mart on the Dad, or you can add me on for Real Talk with Labzy. That's obviously spaced out. And yeah, you just keep up to date with all the news and all the stories. Yes. And... yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
And if you want to check out any episodes, previous episodes of Real Talk with Labzy, you can go to fresh.org.au/realtalk. Or if you want to also check out the previous show that Labzy done, Conspiracy Antagonizers, you can go onto the Fresh website, fresh.org.au/conspiracy, or you can check them both out on YouTube Premium as well on there. So thank you, Labzy, for coming in.
Always a pleasure, sir.
No problem. And we'll go into Christopher Justin, Mile High Ride, and you're listening to World College Radio Day right here on Fresh Student Radio. It's a long. On the ride, and we're sitting in tight. Nowhere to go, ain't no choice, that's right. Christopher Justin right there, Mile High Ride, and you're listening to Fresh Student Radio right here on World College Radio Day. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for my shift. Thank you for everyone for listening in. Do really appreciate it. And make sure you check out fresh.org.au for any latest updates and to also see what else we do as well. And you can also sign up as a member or support us or donate there as well, because that's how Fresh survives, through memberships and donations. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fresh Media AU. If you are listening in through the international broadcast, we're going to Hong Kong SAR, the to the People's Campus Radio. And yeah, so thank you very much for listening in. And also, if you're staying with Fresh listening through our normal channels, coming up next is Will and Patrick's show. So thank you for listening in, and we'll take it out with George Ezra, Hold My Girl, and you've been listening to Cameron on World College Radio Day. Woo! Thanks, guys. See ya.
I've been waiting for you to come around and tell me the truth, that everything that you're going through, my girl, you've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way and out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence.
Heard around the world, around the world, around the world.
This is the day we all come together.
You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We are grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again. Press play. The day college radio comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to
World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College radio is